For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. In 2015, Michigan ended a program that gave out millions of dollars in incentives to the film industry. That has meant a change of focus for the Michigan Film and Digital Media Office. Film Office Commissioner Janelle Leonard tells me about what's different these days. She says their scope has expanded.
As part of our expansion of our office, we have entered into a partnership with Google to advance computer science education. We have worked with a local community, specifically the city of Detroit, to bring productions to the area. And then the third thing is that we're partnering with local communities around the state for them to increase and enhance their creative culture through business attraction, community development, and talent retention and attraction as well.
I want you to assess the movie-making industry in Michigan these days. How has it become smaller? Is there a part of you that wishes Michigan still offered incentives?
It's different. It's going to be different because in the height of the incentive world, I mean, there were nearly 40 states that had some type of credit or grant or incentive program, Michigan being one of the most robust. So now that it's no longer available, it is much different. But it is an opportunity for us as the state to be creative about how we're getting productions here, taking the political volatility away. That honestly just sustains the industry going forward. And that's what we've been able to do with Comedy Central's Detroiters.
Old diet pills. These things are basically speed.
You think it's safe to take some of those?
I don't know.
Coffee pot! Coffee pot!
It was a production that is coming at no incentive dollars, so there's no tax dollars being involved, but we brought together public and private partners to help negotiate the cost of services so that Comedy Central could still realize the business deal of why they need to do that production here. So it ended up being over $10 million private investment for the city, again, at no cost to taxpayer dollars.
When there were incentives and we were getting big productions like the Batman movie that filmed all over Michigan, including at the Broad Art Museum on the MSU campus, there was a certain cool factor associated with productions like that coming to Michigan. Are we lacking that now?
No, we're not. There's a lot of strong independent productions that are made here, too. I mean, if you look at the independent production, It Follows, it became one of the biggest horror films of the decade, and that's a very small independent film. So, and Michigan is blessed with a very strong indigenous industry, and that's what we're trying to strengthen is the grassroots industry that is here.
We're talking with Janelle Leonard. She's Commissioner of the Michigan Film and Digital Media Office. Tell me about the Computer Science First program. A year ago, there were 42 schools. Tell me about the program and has it grown in the last year?
Absolutely. So in light of no longer having incentives and us broadening our scope to include digital media, we ended up coming across a program provided by Google that is called CS First, Computer Science First. And this program is completely free. It's online, it's flexible, and it's geared toward fourth through eighth graders. One thing that we're seeing on the state level is that there are many services and many programs that are designed for high school students going into college and developing a career. But as this industry continues to grow, it's important that we're getting the attention of those students for computer science exposure early on, not just in high school, but we're actually starting in the middle school. So we're developing that passion and really giving them an opportunity to pursue computer science. So we asked Google, like, what can we do to partner with you to expand this CS First program in Michigan? They were all excited, and we have since entered that partnership. We've done an annual event at the Breslin Center that's coming up at the end of this month. It'll be February 28th. And we include different public and private partners to provide interactive stations. This year, we're going to have drones and robotics along with 3D printing. And we invite the fourth to eighth graders that are part of our partnership to be exposed to this and really engage. To date, we had 4,600 students involved last year. We've had 4,900 students involved this year, and we look forward to growing that.
Janelle Leonard is Commissioner of the Michigan Film and Digital Media Office. Thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.